Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, this is it!
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson, pow, pow, pow.
I am Sam Nifty Delaney, so what?
Welcome along to another episode. It's the Friday episode for this week. If you're an IFS subscriber, you get it on a Thursday evening. If you're not, you get it Friday morning. We'll get this because it's our sixth birthday this week, Sam. Congratulations and happy
congratulations
birthday
to you.
Us.
Yeah.
Because it's our sixth birthday, we're running a little offer. Until close of business Friday night, you can get a 7-day free trial of the IFS Patreon thing. The two highest tiers, which are Platinum. And what's the only thing that's bigger than Platinum, Sam?
Turbo.
So you can sign up on the Patreon. It's patreon.com/topflighttimemachine. Go on to Turbo or Platinum and you get it free for 7 days. And you can explore the entire back catalogue of ad-free episodes, exclusive episodes, video stuff we've done, live video streams, all sorts going on in there. I'd go Turbo, personally. Everything's in the Turbo level.
Yeah. And the Races Rocket Odyssey.
The Races
is
Rocket
really,
in there.
It's probably most people's favourite content of the last year, I reckon. And it's exclusive
terms
to
Terms and
Turbo.
Conditions. Terms and conditions, obviously. Don't forget to read
like
them.
What?
I'm not going to tell them.
Yeah. That clause about we own their soul.
Yeah, and tell them that. Just lure them in with the offer of free stuff and then hang on to them. So, yeah, you can do that until the end of Friday. Midnight, I reckon. It's going to be like Cinderella. It's going to turn midnight. And all of the the dancers at the ball will all turn into mice. I think that's what happened, wasn't it? Or rats. And the carriage will turn into a pumpkin. Mm. And you and I will turn into peanuts. Two peanuts.
Two peanuts with arms, legs, wearing top hats.
Like
just
Mr.
like
Peanut.
We've always dreamed of.
So there you go. Get
my wife gave me a new nickname the other day. I've got a lot, obviously. I've got, Nifty, Fishcake, Beeping Timmy, name but three.
Yeah.
She said...
What's the other one? Boring John?
Boring John. That's a good one. That's probably my favourite one, Boring John.
I like that
I don't
one.
Know. I feel it really suits me. Yeah, I find it aspirational just to be like Boring John, sat in a shed, drinking tea. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
looking at his collection
great.
Of tea bags or something.
Fucking hell. Living the dream.
There's like some sort of arty photo exhibition of violent men. Here are some artily taking pictures of violent men from off of the football terraces in the 80s.
Black and white photos of skinheads.
Yeah. So it features my friend and indeed yours, Cas Pennant, obviously. He's in it. And then there's various other blokes from, you know.
In the 80s, we were known as this fucking... We were well renowned as the third hardest firm in South Lancashire, right? Everyone knew us. We were really good at beating people up, and we did it at any chance we got. So it's all that sort of stuff. And anyway, someone sent it to me, and we were looking at it and having a chuckle. And I said to my kids, look at this. They were like, what are you looking at? And I said, my mate Cass is in this because he used to be a football hooligan back in the old days. And they're like, oh, no. And I said, did you ever do any hooliganism? And I said, yeah, in fact, I'm a bit put out that I haven't been included in this who's who of terrace legends in the 80s and 90s. And they said, yeah, but a lot of these geezers have got, they've got nicknames.
right? They've all got nicknames. What was yours? And I thought, great, I'm going to make up a brilliant hooligan nickname that I'm going to pretend to my kids I was known by in the 80s, because that's how pathetic I am.
And did you have to do this just on the spot?
Yeah. Fuck. And but it helps if you have a daily ludicrous, bullshit-ridden podcast. You become really good at being able to think things like that up on the spot.
I mean, I just said there, pressure, and that would be a good nickname, The Pressure.
Sam the Pressure Delaney. Well, that would have been perfect. But before I could fucking open my gob, my missus, who I thought couldn't hear us, she was out of earshot in the kitchen, where she should be. No, joking. She was in the kitchen, and I thought, good job she can't hear me making up lies about being a football hooligan like to my kids. And before I could say anything, she appeared in the doorway, and she said his nickname at West Ham was Buttery Crumpet. And I think she'd thought of it because she'd just made some crumpets for the kids. And she went, yeah, he was known as Buttery Crumpet. That's what he was known as at West Ham. He was like, everyone knew who he was. No one knew his real name. They just said, here he comes, old Buttery Crumpet. Watch out. Be a brilliant football hooligan name, wouldn't it? Buttery Crumpet.
It would be. Very good.
So I just thought I'd share that with you and the listeners.
And also, I just want to add that I just love Buttery Crumpets.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
That's another reason I sort of like it. I'm going to try and spread that around. Because, of course, most of my nicknames are self-made. I mean, Nifty, for example, is based on another legend I've created about myself of being an assistant to burglars, housebreakers, jewel safe
during Victorian
robbers.
Times.
In Victorian times, yeah. And now the new legend I've created is Buttery Crumpet, the leader of the intercity firm. I've just decided I was actually the leader of the ICF.
Fucking hell, leader of your own firm.
I was the leader of the ICF throughout the 80s and 90s. I started when I was just six.
You started at the bottom.
Made a name for myself when I was just six. I made a name for myself an away day at Knox County. Right, six years old, and I just went on my own into the home end, right? Yeah. I just announced myself and went, oi, oi, lads, someone order a buttery crumpet.
And all these grown men. Clambered up the legs and torso of one of their top boys.
I was up and down.
Boxed his ears.
Yeah, I was up and down, up there, tweaked his nose. Before he could get me, I was down again. I was up the next cunt.
Yeah,
right?
Like a spider monkey.
Wedgying them. I was scuttling around, and they couldn't catch me. That was my secret back in them days. And that was one of the reasons they called me Buttery Crumpet, because I was slippery like a buttery crumpet.
Yeah, exactly.
Can be.
That's what
they
it
couldn't
is, yeah.
quite get a grip on me.
And you were Moorish. Like
I
a crumpet.
Was, yeah. Because people loved to watch me fight. That was one of the things that they liked. They loved it. It was entertaining to people, and you'd get non-hooligan fans, families coming to watch me if they knew I was coming to their ground that weekend.
Converted lots of them to the hooligan way of life.
Yeah, they just came and watched. You go on, there he is. But any luck today, kids? Ah, they go, oh, I can't wait to see Brian Robson. Brian Robson, kid, never mind about him. You're going to see something even better today. You're going to see Buttery Crumpet, the child hooligan, in action. He's only eight, and he's already the leader of the intercity firm.
It was hooliganism, but with a cheeky wink.
It was,
an annoying grin.
A lot of people forget how much fun hooliganism was.
Well,
you know?
Of course. Yeah. They want to see the bad side of it, don't they?
Yeah, they only choose to see that. Mate, speaking I don't know if you saw this.
Were you going to say the same thing I was about to say?
Well, if you were going to say that. A breaking news story suggests that surgeons have transplanted a pig kidney into a human patient. Then
a
yes.
What kidney? A pig kidney?
A pig kidney.
This is a kidney of interest.
The man continues to improve. I know this sounds like a Two Ronnies gag, doesn't it? It sounds like the setup for a Two Ronnies gag. A man has had I'm not funny enough to know what the punchline would be, but it certainly sounds like the setup. It would have been written probably by Barry Cryer, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Someone of that sort of ilk, a real genius. But no, there is no punchline. It's a true story. I've seen it in the New York Times. Surgeons transplant pig kidney into a patient. It's a medical milestone. The man continues, it's in America, He continues to improve. Doctor said organs from genetically engineered pigs one day may make dialysis obsolete.
So
if you've got a failing kidney, you don't even need dialysis. My mate's mum has needed a new kidney since we were at fucking primary school. It was a nightmare, right? He was one of my best mates at school, and we were pretty invested in it. I mean, people say schoolboys of our era were not sensitive or kind, and that's 99% true, I would say, from my experience. But 1%, there are the odd moments, very few that I can remember from my school days, where we did, the schoolboy fraternity occasionally showed some pathos and compassion. Mm-hmm. Mm. And my mate's mum, with her kidney struggles, was one of those moments, because if we knew she was going in to get tested for a possible transplant, we would all be like, we'd be fucking invested. We'd be like waiting. Yeah. And we'd like, he'd come in school and we'd go, what happened? He'd go, she rejected the kidney. And we'd be like, no! Like that. Because she was one of those really nice mums as well, that when you were around there, she was a laugh and she'd look after you and, you know.
That's nice.
Put she'd plasters on your knee and all the rest of it. She's still alive now.
Good.
Because I've fallen out of touch with him, sadly, but I did bump into him a couple of years ago and she was still going strong. But the fucking kidney situation's a nightmare. I've got another mate who's been waiting for like a few years now.
Mm.
And it's a nightmare. So if they've got these pigs on the go now, this is
genetically engineered as well.
This is big news. And what better animal to donate? I mean, if it was you, and they go, well, what animals? We could look into getting you an animal kidney.
Mm-hmm.
We've asked your brother. He said no. He said it's inconvenient for him.
Yeah.
I'm just sketching this out now.
Going down to one.
He might just say it's not the right time. He's pretty busy at work at the moment, and he's just not got the.
I wouldn't blame him. I'd say the same to him.
He's not got the bandwidth to provide one of his kidneys right now.
A lot of work, three kids, worried about all that. Yeah, I'd be the same. I'd be like, sorry, but just I don't want to.
I'd give a kidney to my wife, either of my kids, and my mummy. That's it. Mm-hmm. No one else. No, you're on your own. And I'm saying that now because what we do not want is listeners writing in with their kidney begging letters, right? Not going to happen. But if someone said to you, we could look into animal transplants, what sort of animal kidney would you be willing to have? What would you say? Pig, probably, wouldn't you?
Pig, you've got to be.
Pig or dog.
And if that's all that's on offer, because they're genetically engineering them, and I presume there's some kind of production line now in a factory.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Knocking them out every day. Then I'd point my brother in that direction, definitely.
Yeah.
Doc? That just reminded me, actually, cause I was just thought, can they not just do human kidney transplants?
Yeah, they can.
But I think it's tricky, isn't it? I don't know how ethical all that is, but I was thinking about when I went to see the comedian Mark Silcox at the Edinburgh Festival last year, one of the funniest shows I've ever been to. I went along twice, it was so good. And he used to be a doctor. He's a qualified doctor. And he was talking about, the show was all about women, history of women, the future of women, everything about women. And he said at one point that at some point in the future, women won't need to give birth because that will be done by pigs.
Yeah.
However they do it, in eggs, wombs, whatever, but pigs will do it. He says, at the moment, this isn't ethical, but one day it will be.
Yeah, that's ethics for you.
Yeah, that's ethics. A movable feast ethics, isn't it?
It is, that's what I like about them.
Yeah.
We should do a spin-off ethical pod, like the Moral Maze with Michael Burke.
We could do.
We examine ethical matters.
We could do it in a theatre and get like a special guest along who's more famous than us, and then we'd sell more tickets.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Like Richard Herring does.
I'm thinking high-end people, your Melvin Braggs.
Yeah.
Your
Brian Ferry.
Bonnie Greers. Brian Ferry. Yeah.
Bonnie Tyler. Mike Tyson.
Her from Te Pau. What's her name again? Claire.
Carol Decker.
Carol Decker. I'd love to hear her thoughts on ethics.
Andy from EastEnders. It was the nurse.
Yeah.
He was good.
Andy Peters.
Any of them.
Yeah.
Andy Peters. Andy Crane.
I hope Andy Peters wouldn't bring all his security bodyguards with him, though. Because it's like, come on. This is a chilled out event. You're not going to need security here. Anyway, one of the fucking hosts is Buttery Crumpet. So if there's any trouble, you're covered. Don't waste your money on paying bodyguards day rates. If anyone fucking kicks up rough, Buttery Crumpet will deal with it.
Buttery Crumpet with his stony on and his fucking Terminator under his chair.
Yeah, exactly. No problem. Now, obviously, this being an ethical debate in podcast form, we are expecting a little bit of aggro. So it's I want you all tasty. To know yeah. I have come wearing my stony.
You fully expect your face to get a bit heated.
Jalapeño.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
No, the story that I was going to suggest that I'd just seen earlier on.
Mm.
Have you seen the New England kit?
It's got a colourful cross of St. George on, hasn't it? Yeah.
Outrage.
Is that right?
I imagine
people are absolutely fucking fuming.
The men of the black and white photographs exhibition of the 80s and 90s will be fucking up in arms about this tiny St. George's cross that's on the rear column of the
I'm worried that some of the old school legacy fans might be...
Mm.
having a stroke. I mean, Nike should be careful about putting this sort of thing out there because a lot of these fans are older now. A lot of them have got like very, dodgy arteries from all the beer and the fags, right?
And the pub coke.
And the coke and the pies, right? And so these people are at risk. And if you're going to start putting out like... Was it a, and I'm not quite sure what the correct term for this is, so I don't want to make a mistake, but was it a gay flag?
I don't know if it's a gay flag. I think it's got a hint of gayness about it, because it's...
Is it partly gay and partly for the black lads and all the others, all the women?
I don't know. It's
the lesbians.
The new colours on it are navy, light blue and purple.
Right.
So I think you could call
what's
it
that supposed
fruity.
To say? Fruit. Yeah, it's a bit fruity, isn't it? I mean, I can see both. I can see both sides of this, right? I mean, obviously, it doesn't really matter to me what's on an England kit. I don't give a fuck. I'm certainly not going to fucking buy one, right? Either way, whatever's fucking on it. Unless you're going to put a picture of fucking Sam Fox in her prime with her tits out, one of those pictures they use for the peanut dispenser things, and that's the football shirt, then I'm simply not buying it.
Yeah,
right.
But you'd have to put it on the back, like where the number would be. You'd have to be really big for everyone to go and look.
I do sort of see, like, why? Like, why have you done this? Because weigh it up, Nike. You're grown-ups. You're a big fucking marketing, like, behemoth, right? How many people, if you're just thinking in business terms, how many people is this going to delight in comparison to how many people it's going to fuck off? Right, I would guess. I know. You and I. We know people. We're men of the people, right? We have a natural. We've got a finger on the pulse. I would guess that there would be a tiny amount of people who are like, "Yeah, this is great." They put a fruity flag on the shirt, right? And There'll be a large number of people who are like, I don't really give a fuck one way or the other. Mostly and then there'll be a large minority who are like, I am fucking after this, just after Her Majesty passed as well. This is a disgrace, right? We need to take our streets back now, right? And so I just sort of think, like, what's the point? And also, the very people who are the ones who'll be most fucked off, I reckon, are the people most likely to buy England shirts as well.
That is a good point, yeah.
So that's another thing. I'm not saying they shouldn't. If they feel that it's their role to promote diversity, if indeed that's what this is about, then I'm not going to knock them for it, because I'm all for diversity being promoted any which way it can be. But
there is a limit.
There's a limit. I'm all for diversity, but it's gone too far. I am in favour of controlled diversity.
What?
You can't just
what
keep
the percentage.
We have been flooded with diversity.
I need to know what the percentage of diversity is in this country, and then for that to be applied to all products and the national conversation.
There is diversity, great. Diversity all the way. But if you're Nike, sometimes you can't help but think that some people are trolling the gammons. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like they've gone, we've got a New England shirt.
Yeah.
We'll sell it to the usual cunts. A mixture of kind of like old school kind of fucking tub thumping patriotic England fans. And probably these new hipster fans who are really into shirts. Right. Whatever, and kiddies, of course, kiddies too. That's the most important. That's always the most important thing, the kiddies. In any situation.
That's the main thing.
Right?
Yeah.
And they've gone, yeah, okay, great. Well, it's England, there's not much we can do. You know, we're playing with the usual three colours. Yeah, do you know what I was thinking? You know, like the England flag, the Cross of St George, yeah. What if we just, like, change the colours of the flag? To sort of like, as a little bit of a nod to the old diversity.
This is how it start. This is how it start. First of all, it's on the back of the English shirt. And before you know it.
I think that they're trying to troll the gammons. I think that's what they're doing. And if that is what their intention is, well, bravo, because you fucking done it really well.
And then, before you know it, St. George, he's getting played by a fucking lesbian woman from Antigua or somewhere called St. Georgina.
No woman, no cry, is it? No, I'm crying. I'm crying at the
kids
death
are crying.
Of our once great nation.
We will not have St. George, who let's not forget is a fictional character, played by a black lesbian.
Rasta with a massive marijuana joint on the go instead of a sword.
Here's what Nike, as we used to call them at school, I think they're called Nike now.
Yeah.
Nike have said the kit disrupts history with a modern take on a classic. Ooh. The trim on the cuffs takes its cue from the training gear worn by England's 1966 heroes, with a gradient of blues and reds topped with purple. Hmm. That's how they're justifying it. They're linking it to 66.
Bollocks. They're on then a fucking said, wind up here, aren't they?
The same colours also feature in an interpretation of the flag of St. George on the back of the collar. Now, I don't think there's any colour footage available of England's 1966 training kit. There was only the final that was in colour and everything else is black and white. So they're making that up. That's bullshit.
They don't. They think that, like, yeah, all you need to do is mention 66 and it appeases these cunts.
Yeah,
well, they're wrong.
Too far. They've gone too fucking far this time.
They're wrong. If you really want to appease people, you should think about maybe putting on something, a reference to 1945 when we defeated the Nazis. That's the history I want to take my cue from.
Nigel Farage has had his say.
Oh, yeah.
He says, what is it? Well, okay, that's fine. That looks okay until we go and have a look at the St. George's cross, or at least their interpretation. That's it. A multicoloured cross. It bears no relationship to the St. George's cross whatsoever. If the England team think that's acceptable, well, why on earth would you be apologetic about Englishness? If you're going to play for England in the European football finals, I think it's an absolute joke.
Fucking, I tell you what. Joey Barton. There was a picture of in training. Did you see it? It was Jude Bellingham, Ivan Toney, Marcus Rashford, and Kyle Walker. And Joey Barton. Oh, look, it's a disgrace. All wearing
diamonds on them.
Diamonds on them, trying to look like the rapper Drake. That's what he said. He sounded like a fucking vicar. He thinks he's such a Jack the Lad. It's fucking embarrassing. He sounds like a vicar, like the rap artist Drake, right? And that is like different level. I mean, you can laugh about these fucking, I mean, you know, it is a bit stupid for them to fuck around with the flag, but you know, it's not worth getting yourself fucking like in a, your knickers in a twist about, is it? There's other things to worry about. But the fucking, you know, that Joey Barton, it's like, Joey Barton, what are you slagging them off for, you silly bastard, right? For a start, I seem to remember you suddenly deciding you were Morrissey at some point midway through your career, right? And you, do you remember he got like a quiff and started wearing distressed denim jackets and he suddenly thought he was a little bit sort of like cool and
he managed to get on Question Time that time.
And there, so for a start, like, what do you want them to fucking wear, you silly cunt? And second of all, every single one of those players is not just a bit better than you at football. It's like in a fucking totally... Different, I mean, Kyle Walker and Marcus Rashford. Jude Bellingham is the world's greatest midfielder, right?
Yeah.
He's top scorer at Real Madrid. You're a cunt who was fucking sore out your career like fucking struggling with QPR, right? And you're fucking telling them that they shouldn't be wearing diamonds in their ears because it'll make them shit at football. I think he got one England cap. He was shit, right?
Did he get 8 minutes as a sub?
And it was fully racist as well. It was like there was no kind of dog whistle about it either. I mean, he couldn't have been more racist. He was basically saying, look at these black British men conforming to some of the cultural norms of other black British men. That makes me sick. England are shit and we'll lose.
Or rappers such as MC Hammer or Vanilla Ice.
Or fucking Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew. Who's this? Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew. Who's this? Morris Minor and the Majors. Remember Morris Minor and the Majors? Was that the stutter rap? The stutter rap. What's this? The stutter rap? Or one of those other so-called cool hip-hop acts.
I have been made aware of a TV show which is riddled with diverse multiculturalism. It's called Pigeon Street. It is a disgrace.
And it's box chicken and it's gone too far.
Fucking hell. Oh, don't talk to me.
Liverpool invented diversity.
Live email just come in from Fabio. Yeah. Mm. And it's entitled Pig Kidney, and he's just sent a link to the story we've just been talking about.
Wow.
First
about
human
that?
Transplant of a genetically modified pig kidney performed, and Fabio has added this attachment, and he's added one simple line to inform us what's going on, and he says, first person to have some pig guts.
Yeah, pig guts. Well, I wrote down here, because pigs would be top, but dog kidneys would be second. And I thought dog kidneys sound like a good name for a punk band as well.
Dog kidneys, yeah.
We are dog kidneys. And this one's called Pig Guts. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We've got some banning stories that have come in, but I'll just do one now. We'll save them. We're going to do some mailbag episodes, I think, over the Easter holidays so that we can have some time off. But here's one of them. Things you've been banned from, get them sent in, topflighttimemachine@gmail.com. We'll give you some more topics on Monday for you to submit in as well. This is from Joshua, who says, my dad's mate was banned from his local because he shat in a pair of wellies. The toilets were across the beer garden from him and it was very rainy, so he decided it would be more economical for him to shit in the landlady's wellies that were by the door. That's the bit of the story that I'm not that impressed with.
Yeah.
The bit of the story that I am impressed with, it says, he was, inverted commas, barred for life, to which he responded, my life or yours?
Hey! Whoa.
Head fuck.
Yeah, that's challenging.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit moral maze, isn't it?
Yeah.
That'll be one for our ethical live shows with Brian Ferry.
Some of our... I read through some of the banning... Some of... I read through some of the banning... emails that we got.
Yeah.
And you know when, like, probably the worst shout out we ever did was sex fails, because it turned very toxic very quickly.
It turned into criminal confessions.
Yeah, and it was really worrying because, like, not as bad, but a lot of the banning ones were like long anecdotes, but the subtext was really clear. The subtext was, I went to a place, I was drunk and a cunt, and I got banned from it.
Yeah.
And you can dress that a story like that up with as many words as you want, but you're dealing with professionals here, right? Me and Andy, we're not kiddies. This is not a kiddies podcast, right? We've been around the house a few times. You can write as many fancy words as you want, but if you got too pissed, went to a place, acted the cunt and got thrown out, we're going to see through that. We're going to know straight away. Yeah. And a lot of the emails were basically like, I got drunk once and thrown out, and rightly so. Goodbye.
We could change it to unjustified bannings or unfair bannings, something like that. Yeah.
No, but we don't need to change it. People will get in, but just saying, I see them. Yeah, send them in. We'll choose the ones that we like.
Doesn't mean we're going to read them all, but should we do some predictions for the forthcoming international break weekend?
Yeah.
This is where it can all go to shit.
This is tricky, this one.
It can all go fantastically well or go to shit. For all this of us, including card. The results spot. Here we go. These have been randomly chosen from the weekend's fixture list from Friday and Saturday. Norway versus the Czech Republic.
Whew. This is a hard one. I'm going to say 1-0.
I'm going to go 2-1 to Norway. Romania versus Northern Ireland. I'm going to go 2-0. To Romania?
Fuck it, I'll say 3-0 Romania then.
Fucking hell.
Sorry.
Senegal versus Gabon.
that was what you just heard was a racist laugh.
Yes.
I didn't mean it to be racist, but you literally just said the name of two African countries and I laughed. Why?
Yeah.
Racism? Mm-hmm. Question mark? Well, maybe done. I
lost
don't
us a
know.
Bunch of listeners. Nice one.
I'm gonna have to really go and have a long, hard look in the mirror. But in the meantime, I will say Senegal 2, Gabon 0.
I'm gonna go for Senegal are pretty good. I think I don't know about Gabon. 3-1 Senegal. Slovakia versus Austria. This feels 0-0. I don't know why.
I think it's going to be 2-1 to Slovakia.
2-1 to Slovakia. And finally, and I want you to control yourself when I read this out, Zambia versus Zimbabwe.
Was it one of those two teams who did that wonderful thing in the 82 World Cup? Who was it who did that when they ran out of the wall and boot the ball away?
Oh, that was Zambia in it, 74.
Oh, 74.
Brazil.
Okay.
No, it was Zaire. It was the other Z team.
Zaire. I knew it was one of the Zeds. Yeah. One of the Zeds.
Yeah.
Zed. Okay, right. Zambia versus Zimbabwe. I'm going to say 2-2.
Okay.
It's going to be a high-scoring game.
I think
because both of these teams have great attacks, but they both play with a high line,
right? Yeah,
and that can lead them exposed to the ball over the top. Right.
Well,
down the channels.
You've given me a bit of a hint there, so I'm going to go 3-2 to Zambia.
Okay,
so that's the predictions, and it's an international weekend. Enjoy it, however you usually choose to, however you celebrate and observe international weekend.
Yeah, I do.
Hope it's enjoyable for you.
Have the whole family round and we'll do karaoke. Yeah.
Or maybe you'll just go to a garden centre and forget all about it.
Yeah.
Whatever. So there we are. That's the episode. And we'll be back after the weekend. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, try out that little 7-day trial of the IFS.
Oh, yeah. Well worth it.
It expires at midnight on Friday. But you do get 7 days free to roam around the archive. And that is that.
That's that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.